Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how to get over a discard by a narcissist, or when a narcissist puts you in a position where you have to discard them. That's what we call a reverse discard. When the narcissist just acts like they don't care anymore, they're not putting effort into the relationship, they could take or leave whether they see you, they're very unaffectionate and everything like that. And you're saying, what happened here? Everything was going great for, you know, these couple of months and everything like that. Now they seem like they just don't care. And you get to a point where it's like you discard them, or they just, you know, stop contacting you or don't want to see you as much, or they just flat out discard you altogether. There's some narcissists that will just block you cold. And people are left like with their mouths open and they're saying, what the hell happened here? We were so in love. They told me how much they love me and everything like that. And now they act like they don't care. And so many people are sitting there and they don't know what happened. Or they then, as time goes by, they realize and they say, oh, I was dealing with a narcissist. They must have been a narcissist and everything like that. But what you guys have to understand is this, all right? When you were involved with that person, number one, you didn't see them for who they really were, okay? That's the biggest misconception that happens, is people, they're not who you think they are because they put on a good act. They're good actors, they're good actresses. And a lot of times when a narcissist starts out with you, they're infatuated with you. Now, they could be infatuated with you because they're lusting you. It's not because of love. So get that straight, because love is something that happens over time where you get to know somebody and you build a love together with somebody. But when a narcissist comes on really, really strong and they're very like smitten with you and everything like that, it could be because they are lusting you. And, you know, narcissists are very impulsive, like they want to feed their fetishes. So they may have been very, very sexually attracted to you. They may have really liked you in the beginning, or you have the other narcissist that was with you because they were getting some kind of supply out of you. Could be financial. They were looking to move into your house. It could be because they saw that you had something going for yourself. You were successful, or they saw you as a come up and everything like that. So they put on the phony act to try to win you over. You really have to, you know, look back on that person and really say to yourself, well, where am I in life and where are they in life? And what really was their interest in me? What was it about me that they really were so enthralled about, okay? If you were dealing with somebody who was a very good-looking guy or girl and they can get a lot of people, they have a lot of options, and they all of a sudden came on strong to you, okay? Was it because you had something financial that they wanted? Or was it just that they were looking for, you know, their ego fed or it was a sexual thing. So you have to look back on the relationship and really see, you know, what would have been their benefit to be with you, okay? But getting back on point to why a narcissist, you know, how to get over this discard and everything like that is, when you start out with somebody, a lot of times these narcissists, they come on fast and furious. And they do that so that you don't have time to think about what's really happening. And you don't have time to look at them and say, you know what? This sounds like a lot of BS, okay? And everything like that. But because you're in a position where you really want to meet somebody, you really want things to work out. Maybe you've had bad luck in the past and you dealt with a lot of people that didn't show you a lot of interest, or they were flaky, or they didn't follow through. And here comes the narcissist, you know, showing you a lot of attention. And this is how the narcissist, you know, how they bring you in and they reel you in. They give you tons of attention. They flood your phone with texts. They're calling you nonstop. And guess what? You're loving it, okay? You're loving it because it's making you feel good. It's building up that oxytocin in your brain and you're feeling good and you're feeling loved, okay? And this is what you're craving. You're craving for somebody to care. You're craving for somebody to love you because you want to feel that complete, safe, loved feeling, okay? And the narcissist comes along and fulfills that. But it's all on a false premises. The narcissist's intentions are not good, okay? So you get involved with a narcissist and yeah, they're wonderful in the beginning. Everybody's great in the beginning because everybody has their best foot forward and that person hasn't seen your flaws yet, okay? Now, a typical person, when they get in a relationship with you, you know, they'll understand people have flaws and everything like that. They may not like the fact that, you know, you leave a cup in the sink or you left your socks on the couch, but they accept that because, you know what, they understand everybody's human, okay? But when you deal with a narcissist, they're very judgmental. So the point I'm trying to make is the longer you go in the relationship with that narcissist, the more they're going to find things out about you that they don't like, okay? Narcissists are very critical, okay? They're horrible to be in a relationship with because they will be critical about how you look, how you dress, how you do your house, how you raise your kids. They'll have something to say about everything. They know better, okay? So they're always looking to control everything in your life and they're looking to control you. And they start at the longer the relationship goes on, they start putting you down after a while, okay? Because they're starting to get bored with you, or they're seeing things they don't like about you, or maybe you end up disagreeing with the narcissist over something, and ooh, a narcissist doesn't like if you disagree with them. Ooh, God forbid, okay? Now you got a black mark on you that the narcissist has it for you, okay? So that narcissist is going to be talking to other people. And a lot of times these narcissists have been talking to other people the whole time they've been with you, okay? Narcissists love to keep in contact with their exes. That's why a lot of narcissists, when people get involved with a narcissist, a lot of times that narcissist is still in contact with their ex. Even if it's just chatting or inboxing or whatever. You know, narcissists don't like to burn bridges unless they absolutely have to. They love that feeling of feeling important, and they feel important by the more people they have in their lives. And also it leaves the door of opportunity if they ever want to go back to their ex, or they could have a situation going with their exes. But as the relationship progresses with that narcissist, what happens is, you know, they start to become cold, okay? And you're saying to yourself that they're really affectionate one time and now they're cold another time. They're being cold at times because they're probably talking to somebody else, okay? Or they're seeing things in you that they don't like, or they're getting bored with you. This is when the relationship starts to drop, okay? And a relationship with a narcissist will always drop. It'll never stay even keeled. That's how you know that you are dealing with a fake one, okay? Because they're going to be moody. They're going to be nice one time, then not nice. They'll be very consistent in the beginning. And this is how they fool people. Because the narcissist can be consistent for three, even if they're really good and they want your supply, up to 6 months. All right? But that won't last. Why? Because a narcissist gets bored, okay? And a narcissist is probably talking and dealing with other people, and they're going to have these other, once they feel they have something lined up on the outside, okay, somebody to jump to, another one to jump to, that's when they're really going to turn cold on you. And that's why so many people, they have this cognitive dissonance where they're like, they don't know what happened. They have this confusion in their brain, like they showed me so much love and now they don't care and everything like that, all right? So now you're at a point where it's like, I don't know whether to be in this relationship or not. You get to a point where when you feel that that narcissist really doesn't care about you, or they don't care about seeing you, or when they're with you, they're pretty much like not, you know, making any effort in the relationship. They're sitting there, they're not making much conversation, and you just get to the point of disgust and you're like, you know what? This is done, okay? Or the narcissist just makes excuses why they can't see you anymore, or they're not looking for anything serious. They're sorry they led you on, but, you know, they're really, you know, they need time, for, you know, to find themselves, okay? These are all bullshit excuses, okay? That narcissist was never all in, and a narcissist is never all in with anybody. So here's what you got to understand. It's not you. It's not you. It's that you're dealing with a narcissist who will never be satisfied. I can't say this enough. I got to repeat this 335,000 times. A narcissist will never be satisfied. Okay? So you ought to kiss the ground you got rid of that narcissist. Because if you know how people stay in relationships with narcissists? Like, I've had a few people on the post say, well, I've seen narcissists stay married for a long time and everything like that. Yeah, sure, they could stay married. If you're a doormat, yeah. Okay, where they're doing whatever they want to do and they're cheating on you on the side and they're coming and going and they use you as, you know, a doormat whenever, you know, just, you know, cook or clean or know that somebody's there. You're the old shoe in the house, okay? They have that security that you're always there. Yeah, sure, a narcissist could stay married because they're having the cake and they're eating it too, okay? It all depends on you as a person and what you'll accept. When you're dealing with somebody who's very narcissistic, you know, the only way a relationship's going to work out with a narcissist, somebody very narcissistic, is if you put up with somebody's crap, okay? That is so true. You're gonna have to put up with that narcissist's crap because that narcissist is not gonna change for you. They may be good for a little while if they think like you're getting ready to leave them, but then they go back to their old ways. And why is that? Because that is their true character. Okay, selfish, 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 and they're going to study you, and they're going to figure out how much they can get away with and how much they can't. And every time you take that narcissist back, or you make excuses, or you sit there and you say to yourself, well, they said they're going to try, you know, we're working on things, okay? We're working on. There's nothing to work out when you're with a narcissist. Period, dot, end of story. There's nothing to work out because that narcissist is going to revert back to their old ways. And you're going to be a sucker for sitting there, and you'll find out the hard way. Trust and believe. You will find, how do I know? I've been in that position, okay, where you make excuses and you say, well, you know, they're showing me love now, you know, maybe it'll get better. And I told them I'm not going to put up with them not calling me later and everything like that. And they may be good for a little while, but then they're going to do it again. Trust and believe they're going to do it again. And every time you take them back, your power goes down. And now they really know that you're weak. When a narcissist feels that you're weak, that you really don't want to leave, okay, they are going to run you over because they know they got you, okay? When a narcissist knows they got you, they're going to do whatever the hell they want, all right? Trust, that is so true. But how do you get over the discard of all of this? You've got to realize that it wasn't you. It was the person that you dealt with, and you did not see them for who they truly were. So this is what I have to tell you guys. You better study somebody. Before you get in a relationship with somebody, you better study them from head to toe. You better look at their family. Do they come from a toxic family? Do they know how to love? You better look at their track record. What were their prior relationships like? Were they toxic with their exes? Do they got police reports on them? Are they an ex-thief? Do they have a drug or alcohol problem that they can't be responsible in a relationship? They have hang-ups. They don't know how to manage money or whatever else, and you are the better one in the deal, and they're looking at you like they're looking to ride off your coattails. Look at that narcissist and say to yourself, why was that person with me? What were they looking to get out of me? Were they looking to get money? Were they looking to get a place? Were they looking to, you know, just use me for sex or whatever it could be? Or they just looking for their ego fed? You've got to study somebody, you guys, all right? And the reason that it hurts when you deal with a discard from somebody is because you didn't see that person's character for who they really were. And the only way you're going to see it is to step back from it. You're not going to see it when you're in the relationship with them. You're not going to see it when you're still in contact with them, because your emotions are going to play on you. That's why no contact is important. You've got to step back from it. And the longer you go no contact, the stronger you become, okay? The first 3 to 6 months are going to be tough. And you got to say to yourself, okay, it's tough, but I'll ride through it, okay? I'm going through a transition, you know, but this will pass. You know, it's like when somebody has terrible anxiety. You've got to ride through that anxiety to get over that anxiety. If you keep avoiding what you're afraid of, that fear will get bigger and bigger. I've dealt with this, you guys, so I know, okay? You've got to ride through your anxiety. You've got to ride through your fears. And then the fear becomes less and less and less. And you're able to get, it's like somebody that's afraid to get on a plane, okay? If you never go on a plane, that fear is always going to be there. But if you force yourself and you gradually go into it, you force yourself a little trip here, that you will get over those kind of fears, or getting on a horse or whatever your fear could be. And it's the same thing when you break up with a narcissist and you're feeling those pangs of, you know, oh, you know, that trauma bond. Oh, I really miss them. Oh, I can't let go of them and everything like that. This will pass. You've got to think with your head, and you've got to say to yourself, you know what? I got to look at my life long term here, okay? If I continue to stay with that narcissist, it's going to be the same thing over and over and over and over again, okay? And then in a few years, you know what's going to happen? You know, every time you keep going back to a narcissist, your power goes down and your worth goes down, and the narcissist loses all respect for you because now they know you're really desperate because you're taking their crap. And what's going to happen down the line? That narcissist is going to dump you when they find somebody that they really want. They may come back to you. This may go on for a couple of years where you're back and forth with them. And then what's going to happen is eventually they're going to line somebody up and really dump you, okay? And you know what you're going to do? You're going to look back on that time and say, oh my God, I can't believe I wasted all this time. I should have left 10 years earlier. And that's 10 years of your life that you wasted with somebody who couldn't love you right. And during that time, you could have met somebody else that meant something, that you could have built with something. As long as you're tied up with that narcissist, your doors are closed and you're not really, your head is not right where you're able to be opened up to meet other people or put that effort in. So, you know, you got to go through hell before you get to heaven. And it's going to hurt when you first, you know, go through that discard of that with that narcissist. But trust me when I tell you, it will pass. Your life will go on. You're going to meet new people. You're going to get yourself going. And let me tell you something. Never be dependent on anybody. All right? Never. Take it from me. Never be dependent on anybody. I've had to fight on my own, okay? Trust me when I tell you. And dealing with what I had to deal with my child, with autism, and being on my own and fighting these doctors and everything like that, you had to become a fighter, okay? And it's the same thing like you. Never be dependent on anybody, because especially a narcissist, because a narcissist will never be there for you. They'll leave you for dead, all right? Trust me when I tell you, I'm talking from experience. That narcissist, narcissists don't have your back. All right. They don't want to be burdened. They don't want to be bothered. A narcissist doesn't want to deal with the, you know, the grunt work or the hard work. They want to deal with fun times, party times, always looking to satisfy their fetishes, their impulses, and everything like that. A narcissist is not, you know, a tough goer. All right. So the point I'm trying to make, I'm getting off tangent here. All right. I'm getting worked up and everything like that is, you will be okay. There's plenty of people. I see them all the time. Plenty of people that were in long relationships with somebody ended up, you know, getting discarded by a narcissist, and they got, you know, remarried and they're happy. They have new lives. They're living in peace and everybody's good. Okay. And they didn't waste their life away with that creepy, toxic narcissist. There's so many people, you guys, that I see on the posts that say, oh, you know, after 20 years, after 35 years, after 15 years, you know, I just realized I'm dealing with a narcissist and everything like that. Well, one of the things you got to realize is during those 15, 20 years that you were married to that narcissist was doing whatever the hell they wanted to do. But you may not have been, you may not have noticed that, okay? All those excuses they gave you, I'm working late, this is just a friend, okay? Narcissists love to say everybody's just a friend. That narcissist was doing what they want, and you didn't really spot the red flags because you weren't educated enough on narcissism. So in order to heal and move forward, number one, understand who you were dealing with. Look at that person, their entire life, where they are in life, okay? And say to yourself, you know, who was I dealing with here? Because once you step back, you go through that period, you get through the mourning period, you give yourself time, you got to give yourself time, you guys. And during that time, you get busy, you make friends, you network, and you stay busy, okay? But the more you do that and the more that time goes by, you're going to look back on that narcissist and say, I can't believe I put up with something like that. Okay? You know how many people look back and say, I can't believe I put up with somebody like that. And me included, if I had to look back, I would never give these people the time of day. Okay? The time of day. Because you forget who you really are. Because you're not focused initially when you meet the narcissist because you're looking for somebody to complete you. But the bottom line is, you complete yourself. You don't need another person to complete you. You've got to be independent and be able to stand on your own, that today or tomorrow, Joe Schmo or Molly Mo comes into your life and they walk out of your life, you know what? You're still good because you know how to stand on your own. You take care of yourself. You take care of what you got to do. And you know what? You stand alone. And that means that you're not going to put up with anybody's crap ever again. You respect yourself. Okay? So that's what I have to tell you. When you're dealing with a narcissist and a discard, it will get better. Trust me when I tell you, it will get better. Focus in on yourself and what you need to do for yourself, and do one thing today that will make your life better and move forward. Stop focusing on a narcissist. That is a waste of time. When you see narcissist or think of a narcissist, just say to yourself, waste of time. Let me focus on what I could do today. Let me go take a walk. Let me go work on my business. Let me call an old friend. Let me get together with somebody for coffee or a drink. Do something positive in your life and just say to yourself, this will pass and things will get better. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.